Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about retinal vein occlusion. And you can find written notes on this topic at zerotofinals.com/retinal vein occlusion or in the ophthalmology section of the second edition of the Zero to Finals medicine book. And you can find flashcards and questions to train your knowledge and help you remember the information for longer at members.zerotofinals.com. So let's get straight into it. Retinal vein occlusion occurs when a blood clot or a thrombus forms in the retinal veins, blocking the drainage of blood from the retina. The thrombus may form in the central retinal vein or a branch retinal vein. The branch retinal veins drain into the central retinal vein, which runs through the optic nerve to drain into either the superior ophthalmic vein or the cavernous sinus. Blockage of one of the branch veins affects the area drained by that branch. Blockage in the central vein causes problems with the whole retina. The sites where the retinal arteries cross over the top of the veins can cause narrowing of the vein. These sites are at higher risk of occlusion. Blockage of a retinal vein causes venous congestion in the retina. Increased pressure in the retinal veins results in fluid and blood leaking into the retina, causing macular edema and retinal hemorrhages, leading to retinal damage and vision loss. Retinal vein occlusion can be categorized as ischemic or non-ischemic. Ischemia refers to restricted or reduced blood flow and oxygen to a particular tissue. Retinal ischemia leads to the release of vascular endothelial growth factor, or VEGF, resulting in new blood vessel development, which is called neovascularization. Let's talk about the risk factors. The risk factors for retinal vein occlusion are hypertension or high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, smoking, a high plasma viscosity, for example with conditions like myeloma, myeloproliferative disorders, and inflammatory conditions, for example systemic lupus erythematosus. Next, let's talk about the presentation. Retinal vein occlusion presents with painless blurred vision or vision loss. In branch retinal vein occlusion, the vision loss corresponds to the affected area of the retina. When it involves the branch vein that drains the macula, the central vision is lost. Fundoscopy examination gives characteristic findings of dilated tortuous retinal veins, flame and blot hemorrhages, retinal edema, and cotton wool spots and hard exudates. A Tom tip, the fundus in retinal vein occlusion has a blood and thunder appearance, like painted streaks of blood across the surface. This may get confused with the pizza pie appearance of cytomegalovirus or CMV retinitis, which can occur with CMV infection in severely immunocompromised patients, for example, end-stage HIV. Finally, let's talk about management. Patients with suspected retinal vein occlusion should be referred immediately to an ophthalmologist. Management in secondary care aims to treat macular edema and prevent neovascularization. The options are anti-VEGF therapies, such as ranibizumab and aflibercept, a dexamethasone intravitreal implant to treat macular edema, and laser photocoagulation to treat new blood vessels. So thanks for listening to this episode on retinal vein occlusion. As always, a big thank you to Harry for perfectly editing the podcast, and I hope you join us for the next episode, where we'll talk about central retinal artery occlusion.